Blog Talk Radio.
All right, it's that time again, Hope for All Radio Show, and I'm your host. This is Russ coming back to you live once again. And I know y'all see everything that's going on the TV. Boy, oh boy, I've been reading up on some stuff. I mean, we have students walking out of class, protesting, and I mean, you have certain critics accusing the protesters of being sore losers and slamming the students for skipping out of class. But at the end of the day, it's not about that. It's about our voices being heard. All they want to do is be heard. It's not about being a sore loser. Now, who they should call a sore loser is Donald Trump. When he was up there talking about, if I lose, yeah, right. That man knew he was guaranteed to win. So he already said what he said. If I lose, they're going to challenge the vote. Yeah. It's just crazy. Man. But the protesters, I support you. You continue with doing what you're doing because, yes, your voices have to be heard. And the only way for our voices to be heard, unfortunately, is if we stand up for our rights. We stand up for ourselves and have to stand together as one. That's the main thing. Can't tear each other down, can't destroy property or one another. That's not going to solve anything at the end of the day. But you making your voices heard, absolutely. I'm with you 100%. We got to fight ignorance with love and peace, using wisdom and the guidance that we have from our Father above. Hate only fuels ignorance. It doesn't do anything. I mean, nowadays we have to set the example for our youth. I mean, the next generation to come. They say kids imitate what they see adults do. So, got to be very mindful of that. I know I've seen a lot of adults act very loosely. And, I mean, they got to understand they're just like I said, kids imitate what they see. Now, this whole, I was listening on the radio not too long ago. They were talking about Nostradamus and The Simpsons. The Simpsons, which is a cartoon type of show. And I guess like a couple of years ago, they talked about Trump, basically referencing Trump and being bankrupt in the United States of America. Well, same thing with Nostradamus. They said that Nostradamus referenced Trump's president, being the president and taking us to war and stuff like that. So you have all these different things that are pretty much coming to light. So we just got to take heed, you know what I mean? All we can do is just sit back and see how this thing is going to play out, for real. Because, I don't know. Yeah. That's one thing I must say. When I speak to you, I speak to you from experience. I'm not here to judge anyone. I'm just here to motivate and to enlighten you on things that's going on around us in the world. Period. And hopefully it lights a fire under your buttocks to be productive and, you know what I mean, and doing something in life to either touch somebody's soul or whatever the case may be, because we do all have a purpose on life, in life on earth here. So definitely got to make the best of it and be productive. Can't have a life that's not productive. That's not cool. Not cool at all. Got to be productive at all the time. So, I got a letter in the mail from Gretchen Gilchrist. And the letter pretty much stated that she's no longer my attorney. Now, this is October 28th, 31st, something like that, stating that she's no longer my attorney. So I'm just like, what are you sending me this for? And the letter just contains some other, you know what I mean, just some pretty much some slaps in the face. First of all, she's all late and wrong telling me she's not my attorney anymore. She'd have been did that from the jump instead of having other attorneys, not other attorneys, my daughter's attorney telling me that, oh, I can talk to you now since you don't have any, you're not represented by attorney. Excuse me? Yeah. Some people just go about things just totally, totally, totally wrong. Very wrong. And I also received another letter in the mail, but this one was for my daughter, my 14-year-old mentally challenged daughter, from William J. Carson, Jr., which is a state representative of the 28th District. Now, this one came today. And it's pretty much, it's addressed to my daughter, and it's pretty much stating that, it says, as your state representative, I am pleased to learn that you have registered to vote in the 28th Representative District, which I am privileged to represent. And it has his Dover office number, which is 744-4351. Now, if this man, I guess he didn't get the memo that this is a fraudulent voter's registration card, and it's under investigation right now. So whomever is his chief of staff or his legal aide definitely forgot to let him know that she's not supposed to have a voter's registration card because she's under the age of 18. She's only 14 years old. So we got it. I mean, I'm going to find call him tomorrow, talk, see if I can get a hold of the Attorney General. We're going to see. I have yet to hear from him as well, Mr. Matt Dinn, according, because I want to find out what's going on with this investigation into my daughter's voter's registration card. So I will keep you posted on that one. Now, Ms. Gretchen C. Gilchrist, formerly at 11 West Commerce Street in Smyrna, Delaware, 19977, she has became a commissioner. She was confirmed to be a commissioner. The hearing was supposed to be set aside, was guaranteed to be set aside by Bruce Innes. Now, it was not set aside on the 13th as guaranteed. It still proceeded, and she was named commissioner. Ms. Gilchrist is not qualified to be a commissioner, people. Now, those who live in Delaware, this affects you firsthand if you use the family court. She is not qualified to be a commissioner. What evidence on top of evidence on top of evidence against her own credibility, against her work ethics. So why in the world are they pretty much gambling, taking a chance on someone with, I mean, just someone like her, point blank? Are they willing to go to jail? Are they willing to, I mean, what are they willing to do? I'm not sticking my neck out there for somebody who I don't even know their work ethics or nothing like that. I mean, got to be sensible. Definitely not sensible. Definitely not sensible. I mean, House of Senate knew. Everyone.
Everyone.
Right on low. Like I tell y'all, this is pretty much my only way of getting the word out. I mean, unfortunately, the newspapers and the TV stations refuse to publicize Mia's, which is my 14-year-old
mentally challenged daughter's story or picture in order to locate her.
So I had to turn to my last resort, which was to start this radio station. Now, this is my outlet in order for me to express myself as much as possible. And that's exactly what I'm going to do, is which is express myself and just be who I am, share my experiences with you, and hopefully it would enlighten you and change your heart to do the same, which is to fight for what's right. I mean, before crazy how the newspapers did me, that was really very irritating and frustrating, and it had me upset because they helped me to critique the documentation, told me what I needed to take out, what I needed to do, and to get back with them after I did that. Did all of that, took the document off, didn't hear from them. They were just no answer, didn't answer their phone calls, no emails, nothing. I mean, it fell on deaf ears. And the one from Dover Post, Jim Lee, and another one from Delaware State News, Andy West. Now, Jim Lee runs 6 different newspapers that cover Delaware County to Milford to Georgetown to, I mean, all of them, to Smyrna to Levittown. And he just refused. And this is an opinion piece. This is my opinion. And he just said, nope. You're not going to put it in my paper, pretty much. But he didn't say that to my face. He said that by his lack of responding to me. He had nothing to say. Now, yesterday, I pretty much aired out my ex-husband and his family. One thing I don't do, I don't harbor ill will in my heart towards anyone. So my main purpose of airing them out is to finally get the truth out there, because you don't know who else they are affecting. And at the same time, I don't want what happened to my daughter to happen to, I mean, even any one of their children. I mean, I know their children firsthand, my ex-husband's younger 2 children firsthand. So, I mean, I wouldn't want nothing that happened to my daughter being exposed to pornography to happen to them or anyone else. So that's why I feel very strongly that Mr. Dwayne Harris of Family Court, of Kent County Family Court, should not be a bailiff in the courthouse. For the simple fact is, he exposed my daughter at a very young age to pornography. I mean, I was exposed to pornography when I was 16 years old when I first started dating their son, which was my ex-husband. And they would send everybody to the basement, pretty much all the kids who came over. They would have to go in the basement, so all the homeboys, their homeboys and stuff would go in the basement. And that was the number one place you didn't want to go because everybody knew about it, so it wasn't like it was a secret amongst the teenagers who came over there. It was just crazy. Not even that. I mean, you had other coworkers that came over there that went down in the basement. I mean, I used to reside and live with these people at one point in time. This is why I say what I say, because you see all these kids that came over back in the day when I was 16. I'm 33 now, so that's 17 years. So, I mean, I've known these people for a very long time. But the fact of the matter is, they expose a lot of people's children to pornography. I'm not the only one. Definitely not the only one. So this is exactly why that Mr. Harris needs to be removed from Family Court. Not even that. We have a conflict of interest between Mr. Harris, Gretchen C. Gilchrist, which is my former attorney,
which is who represented me against my ex-husband, and also Sean Lynn, who is also an attorney at Kent County that practices at Kent County Family Court. Now, these two attorneys are aware, these two attorneys were aware of the pornography, but they failed to address the pornography. All they wanted to do was try to downgrade it and didn't want to raise the red flag. They point blank, they didn't want to listen to me, and I have emails that proves it. That's one thing I'm trying to get up is a website. So all of this information, you can go on the website. You'll be able to go on the website so you'll be able to see it. I'm going to go to the phone line, so I do see we have quite a few callers on this evening. And I'm just going to check and see if anyone has a comment or would like to express themselves. Hi, caller. You're on the air. Would you like to speak, or did you have a comment? Or are you just listening?
I'm just listening. It's fine.
I'm sorry?
I'm just listening at this time.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. Hi, caller. Are you just listening, or are you? Did you have a comment? Okay. All right. Thank you so much for all the callers and the listeners. I appreciate it. I'm going to bring light on the judges that we have at Kent County Family Court, because all these judges in April of 2016 recused themselves off of my case for the simple fact is that they work with Mr. Harris, which is a bailiff at Kent County Family Court. But mind you, people, when I left my ex-husband, because I left their parents' house, like I stated, I was living with the Harris household. So once I left the Harris household in 2002, a little bit after my daughter was born, I was slapped with child support and custody papers from my ex-husband the very next day. Now, you know good and well, nobody gets any child support papers or custody papers the very next day. Now, I have dates to prove these. So that's how you know you have favoritism up in the court. That's why the whole time when I was asking for my court to be changed to a different jurisdiction, they refused to. But at the same time, at that time, I was very young, so I didn't have as much experience as I do have now and the knowledge I do have now, look into things to see if my case could have been moved. But they refused to move my case all the way from 2002 up until the very last time we went to court, which was 2015 is when they wanted to move my case. Excuse me. So that's one thing you have to do. You have to put the picture. Got to put the picture together. So you got 2002. All these judges, 2002, didn't want to come off my case. And now in 2015, April of 2015, they want to recuse themselves off of my case because I stated that Mr. Harris exposed my daughter to pornography. Hey, that's what it is. And then you have Mr. Harris's attorney, who is supposed to be a child advocate, who's supposed to be a child advocate for a child and for the children as a state representative, and he doesn't even want to bring up the fact that a bailiff in Kent County Family Court has exposed his own granddaughter to pornography. What the world are these people hiding? Why are you trying to hide this from anyone? This man needs to be out of the courthouse. You cannot. This cannot still be there. That's not cool. I mean, these lawyers are tripping. If I was a lawyer, I'd be blowing the whistle. He got to go. He got to go. I'm not going to sit up there and have no pervert up in the courthouse. Shoot, if he's sitting there looking at daggone pornography all day, every day, what you think he's doing looking at all the little children and the kids and stuff that come up in there? That's why they had an article back in 2014 about Delaware State newspaper that stated family court is not for the children. And they're not. They're not for the children. That right there lets you know. Man, please. Even the director of operations, Ms. Melissa Ziegler, I had a conversation with her, but at the same time, she knew. She didn't say anything either. Her name is on top of the paper because she's the director of operations, and she's the one who sent the paperwork out for the judges' recusals. Now, all the judges took their behinds off the case. Nope. That's why I said, when you have so much stuff that's unfair and just injustice, you got to fight for what's right. You can't just sit down and let these people just walk over top of you and do whatever they think they want to do. That's exactly why I am refusing to be silent. I will not be silent. As long as I have breath in my lungs, I'm going to use them to speak up about the truth. And I know some people are not going to like it, but who cares? The truth is the truth, and sometimes the truth hurts. Deal with it. Stop messing with people. How about that? Start somewhere. Or how about they start doing what they're supposed to do for the people, especially the politicians? Some crooked, boy, they crooked as they come. After you're talking last time, let me be your voice. I'll speak for you. Then as soon as you got a problem, they mute. Not even mute. They invisible because you can't even see them nor hear them. Because they don't want to talk to you. You got to go through their little puppets. I call them their puppets because that's exactly what they are. It's ridiculous. Not doing it. Definitely not putting up with it. That's exactly why. Got to stand up for what's right. Got to do what you got to do. Can't let these people just treat you any kind of way and talk to you any kind of way. Now, see, you got to be all nasty and stuff now. That's not, I ain't promoting foolishness. Not at all. Not promoting foolishness. But I definitely want to commend those protesters. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing. If y'all hear me, I know it ain't easy. But, I mean, you will be heard. Eventually, they're going to have to look into what's going on and see that something's not right, because something is definitely not right when it comes to this Trump presidency. It doesn't make no sense. I mean, I know it's in the Bible how things are supposed to happen, and the end of time and stuff like that, and we're supposed to go to war. Yes. But him? Really? Him. I could have seen that we went to war with Hillary or something when she got up in the White House and started snapping, losing her marbles. But with him? We really in for it. Oh, geez, we in for it. And then the man got the nerve to have no black people on his transition team. No black people. And if y'all going to think about Ben Carson, I'm going to say it again. Ben Carson refers to himself as a Republican white man, no matter of his skin color. He is white. Okay. And for the record, I am not racist. I love all people, okay? I love all people. I'm just calling it what it is when it comes to Ben Carson, that's all. Still haven't heard a peep out of Christy, y'all. What's going on? What's up with that? He's mute. Very mute. Oh, Joe, he upset. He and his feelings. I know his wife, like, I told you he was just playing you. He just wanted you to do this and do this, and then he make you look like a fool. Well, that's all a good stumble. Now I'm trying to figure out what they gonna do with Revis and Steve Danny. His so called wait a minute, his chief secretary. I thought they made Revis the chief secretary. But I wonder, I mean, he got all these companies. Trump has all these companies. What is he going to do with these companies? Give it to his kids? I mean, do that blind trust? What? Did he even know that he had all this stuff on his plate if he wanted the presidency? What did he have to do? What it all entails? Leader Bannon reaffirms. Now, it's just something when it comes to these news headlines. Trump made all these promises about the wall, about the immigration. I mean, so many different things. Even Obamacare, you see him backpedaling. He's singing the same tune, people. Those are these politicians. That's all they're about. Let me get the vote. Let me get the vote. Let me do this. Let me say this. If I say this, what's going to happen? They're going to give me this. So. Gotta leave you crazy people alone. Lord have mercy. We better not have no Steve Bannon up in the White House. You can't hear that. We already got some crazy Trump nail, crazy Pence. I can't take it. I can't take it. Lord have mercy, people. So, enough about talking about Trump. I'm Trumped out. Lord have mercy, I'm so Trumped out. This whole state election voter registration card. I don't know what's going on with the investigation. Like I said, I will definitely keep you posted on that investigation because that it just doesn't make any sense. Going on, it's almost Christmas time. Got the holidays right around the corner. I need y'all to be, make sure y'all be safe. And then it's I wonder what the Obamas are saying about what is going on. I mean, it's just so much running through my head with the presidency. I really wonder what they're thinking. I know they like me. I stay here and talk all this, and now I got to sit here and shake this man's hand and do this and do that. Now, I know y'all heard about the PBS newscaster, news anchor, Gwen Ellis, who passed away at 61. Definitely got to keep her family in prayers. Because you know it's always hard when you lose a lost one. When you lose a loved one. Excuse me. Lose a lost one. Deport everyone at one point. He was running for, you know, president, making everything sound good. Point blank, just to get the vote. And now they're people about to pull the plug under their bums. Mm. Well, people, I don't have that much time left in my show, but stay tuned tomorrow because I definitely have a whole other topic I definitely want to touch with you and just inform you on certain other things that are transpiring in Delaware. So just tune in tomorrow, same time, each and every night, 6:30 p.m. God bless you and have a good night.